Well, Anmas contractor will do how we call a render save procedure, which means we'll try to knock off the fuse from the bomb using the EOD technique. After that, we're going to move the bomb to area which is safe, where the bomb is going to be destroyed when the impact of the blast and the fragmentation will be minimized. So, yeah, as I said, that's a render save procedure. It's a normal procedure for the, such a kind of items that we have located in the populated areas or the areas of the infrastructure importance.
Yes, and should the population around there be a little worried when this process will be taking place?
There is no need for being worried, but we also take safety precautions. We will cordon the area or the prepare this in coordination with local authorities, police and SSPDF. So the population has been informed yesterday, and then we'll start with cordoning the area or evacuating the people from 300 meters radius around the bomb this afternoon around 4 o'clock.
Now, how long will the diffusion process last, and what should people in the area be most concerned about?
Technical process itself, it's very quick. It's like 15 to 20 minutes to remove the fuse. However, it's a long process to set the protection work. As you already mentioned, the G4S established a sand wall around the bomb, and that's the protective work that we usually do in a this situation, which should prevent, in case explosion does happen, then the blast and fragments will not have impact on the population and objects around.
This is a bomb that is found in a very populated area within Juba here. Do we know as to how it got there, and if there are a lot of such a thing as well in other parts of the town or around the country?
this 50 kilos airdrop weapon, how we call, or aircraft bomb, has been frequently used during the liberation war by Sudan Armed Forces. So, as you already mentioned, the bomb has been moved from the place, which we don't know where it was before, where it was actually dropped, has been moved to the playground in Mangatan, and then reported by the SSPDF soldiers. However, while we were doing this preparation work yesterday, then we received a report about the second one, mm-hmm. also in Mangatan area at the police checkpoint. So then we're going to have to deal with this one also later on. But it's believed that the bomb has been on a metal scrap on the way to Uganda. Then somebody probably realized what they have on the truck, drop it off, and then it's ended up at the Mangatan playground. So usually during these occasions, addressing to media, whenever we have public events, we are trying to emphasize the importance of what the safety procedure in these cases, not to move the, such objects, report to local authorities, police, National Mine Action Authority, or report straight to us. We have a 24/7 emergency number. We call it EOD number, or they can send a report by email. So the number is 092-000-1055, or send an email on report@unmas.org.
Yes, can you say the numbers again, please?
So again, the emergency number to report the bombs, mines, EXOs, it's 092-000-1055.
Thank you. And now, how big is the problem of these unexploded ordnances in South Sudan?
UNMAS working in South Sudan since 2004. And every year we remove roughly 20,000 items, remove and destroy 20,000 items, different mines, UXOs, ERWs, bombs, rockets, grenades. Every year we clear and release around 10 million square meters. Yet, at the moment in our database, we have a known threat of 39 square kilometers. Various types of threats out there, landmines, UXOs, UXOs like the bomb that we right now have to deal with, mm-hmm. and cluster munition, etc. Just yesterday, as we were dealing with this bomb, we received a report about the mine accident just outside of Juba at Nesitu Junction when 20-year-old girl lost a foot as she stepped on a landmine. So, yeah, the fact is these items are still around across the country, and we see that we still have a lot of work to do, working in coordination with National Mine Action Authority, trying also to support them to get involved as much as they can in order to address this issue to population, to South Sudanese authorities.
What will be your expertise advice to, you know, the population at the moment, especially when it comes to children and those people who are looking for scraps and, you know, parents basically taking care of themselves and, of course, their families when it comes to issues of unexploded ordnances and landmines?
Collecting metals in order to sell it has been identified as one of the risk behaviors amongst our risk education teams. And those groups, especially the children, were taken as a vulnerable group, has been the specific leaflet has been designed for this target group. And I mean, we can advise them to be careful if they do scrap metal collection. Be careful what you're taking, and if there is anything suspicious, then to report to police, to report to local authorities, to parents, whomever is around, or to report straight to the mine action teams, which at the moment we have 38 teams in the country, mm-hmm. in the various locations. So, yeah, that's the main advice. If you do find something, don't move it, don't collect, reports.
Zukruddin, thank you so much for coming to Mirai Studios. We do appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.